have Tarfin Omer. Tarfin has two Mishnahs for us. The number one Mishnah has the following statements to make. Ayoi Kotzer. Teishor. Tamalahu. Buruva. And the job is extensive. Vapoyalin Atel. The workers are lazy. Veschar have Laschar. The Balabai is there. And the Balabai is putting on the pressure. And then it's a period. That's it. The end.
I can tell that I gained something from this series. This is the first time I'm absolutely positive I have no understanding of this mission.
It took you a while.
2 years, but I understand now.
He taught me that. It's been a while since I realized I haven't the foggiest idea what's going on. And this mission is like really a... And really has Rechmanis. It's not, you know. Until now, most Mishnayos we've had major assistance by somebody. Somebody came in. This Mishnah, it's really very, I got very little assistance. And I really can't, very, very difficult to know what the message is. What is this? This is a statement of fact, description of current events. This is teaching us halacha, this is teaching us something. This is telling us things that everybody knows, telling us things that only the Tarfon knows and has to teach us. The question can go on and on. Basically, the bottom line is what's going on here. This mission is really quite clear that we're not quite sure what it is that Tarfon is trying to teach us. The approach, because I was macabre on that day, the approach to impossible situations is to make them worse. Because Shaila's Chochem Chatzi Tshuva. And generally, if you have the first half of the question, so then it's a type of the first half that leads to the second half. So if you're totally in the dark, so either one of the two, either your Shaila is not a Shaila's Chochem. Or the half that's left is so big. So you need a few more Shaila's Chochmas to break it down. You then make a quarter of an eighth, 16th. When you get out to 100,000, then usually you start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. So we'll do the only approach that we can do on such a Mishnah is try to approach it word by word and see if we can get an understanding, what we can understand from each word. And then as we put it together, maybe the puzzle will start fitting in. So the first word is Hayoi. Well, actually, the first word is a Tarfonoim. And he came in a very particular place in this series of Mishnayos. We've been spending a few weeks now on the Talmidim, the five Talmidim. And when that series ended, if you would have asked me, I would have really seen him. You know? And the Rebbe said, no, you're not finished yet. Until you hear of Tarfon, you can't finish the pair. So to say that Tarfon Oimer is totally unrelated with what was until now, it doesn't... So I opened the Mishnah, I'm sure that somebody's going to explain to me the connection between the Tarfon and the early Mishnayos. Unfortunately, there was very little assistance to be available. Outside of the... There is one point, which is on the surface obvious, but like I said before, in such situations, what you have to do is try to put together little pieces, and things that seem obvious are important. Put them on the table, because they obviously must be important, because that's all there is to it. Right? So first, let's just see the surface connection. that we had in the last Mishnah, Rav Elazar Imer Vishoked Lumot Tayer, which we spent a little bit of time on. We tried to understand Rav Elazar's message of Shkidus HaTayer. And we can hear, in some faint relationship, that Rav Tarfon somehow is a expounding, some extending our understanding of the idea of Shoked Lumot Tayer by giving us this description of the situation. That's true only, you're skipping steps, because it's only because the first words were of Tavnaimah, but what day are we talking about, what malach are we talking about, which poyon are we talking about, what schar are we talking about, and who's the Baal Bais. So once we fill in some of the blanks, so then we can hear that the subject is related to Tayyar. Okay, let's start with that. Simple approach. What day are we talking about? So, on this level, the Rishonim were very helpful, very clear. Something which day we're talking about. We're talking about a day that lasts somewhere between 70 and 80 years, somewhere in that neighborhood. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about lifespan. We're not talking about the life of the world, which is 6,000 years, or the day of the Bereshit, 2,000 years. We're talking about a day which is called Yemois HaShalol. Now, on the surface, so this is a nice poetic language. You want to talk about a person's lifetime, and you say that you do a job, and you finish the job, you get paid. So the job is to live a lifetime, and you finish the job, you get a job, and you get paid. So a very nice descriptive way of saying that life in this world is relatively short in terms of Netzach. And then the Yom Haba, which is long, I hear. But we already have another difficulty put on the list, that what's the relationship between a person's lifetime and the concept of Yom, and a day? That's good, poetic language. That I'm picky on this. You can find that in literature class, but not picky up. Look at those, you're shining. And above, they're a language that fits the poetic rules of expression, that every word is used in Bedavka, exactly. Okay. If you want to talk about lifetime, there's a lot of ways to say lifetime. So, the second word, kotzer, could be part of the answer. That we want to describe a lifetime as short. So already in the Yom, we gave you that idea. And instead of calling it a lifetime, which a lifetime usually person, normally a person hears, especially if you're, like me, a young guy. Let's get older, I don't know exactly how it looks like. But if a person's young, so then he looks, lifetime, a lifetime is, that's like a long time. So if we were trying to talk about the concept of lifetime and to realize that it's kotzer, so we gave the title for lifetime as Hayyim. That's something, but it's not sufficient. I mean, I'm not full on that. Are you full on that? It is a bite, I hear. I can put it on the puzzle, put another piece down, but it doesn't quite fill Hayyim kotzer a year. But kotzer you want to say afterwards, so what is Hayyim? The description of a person's lifetime is Hayyim. Is another question that should give us some direction, where to understand what it is that Rav Tarfon is coming to explain. Hayoyim kotzer, life is short. And a person's lifetime is short. So let's be happy curious for a minute. Rav Tarfon says it's short, and I say it's long. Actually, it's long. It's 80 years. It's a lot of time. You know, minutes, I figured out minutes and hours and days. And it's lots, lots. Like it goes on and on. Then all of a sudden it stops. But there's, hey, while it's going on, it's long. It's not short. A person has to take a long trip. You'd have to walk by foot from here to Australia. I don't know how you do it. Don't say you do it. It's very, very long. It doesn't mean you're not going to get there in the end. Short and long is not determined by the fact that it has an end or doesn't have an end. Long has an end just like short has an end. We would say it this way, that short means that you see the end in the beginning. Right? And long means that in the beginning you don't see the end. Right? So we short is from here to next door, that's short. Right? It's available to the hand. It's just the next block down. It's right here. Long means that it's a process, that it's this step and that step and that step. And then you get to the end. So I don't know, I'm happy because I don't understand. Man, life is long. It's not short. As anybody who's older than me, maybe you're just making a mistake from present.
It's a mistake.
It's just a mistake. It's a
problem. It's not even worth
it. It's not the other. Total thing. No?
It's a mistake. I'm sure it isn't short enough.
It's short enough. There's no question that can be true. I'm quite certain that if you ask the person who's 85,
okay, explain
it to you very, very clearly. But to him, once he explains it to me, then I'm going to ask him the other thing. So then what does your staff tell me? Any 85-year-old man tell you that? Any 85 man, like, ask him, go take a sequel, and go to any 85 man, ask him to tell you, life is like nothing, it's like a dream. It's gone. Yeah, I'm 85, I was just born yesterday. Yeah. So any 85 man knows that. So we can start staffing probably by the time we get to say his Maimer and Mishnayos wasn't. He's probably an old man. So he was the over the hill kind of approach.
I'm foolish enough to give an idea here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's telling this thing about the day. Maybe the concept of day here is that the day is a particular unit, and you're only going to get one shot at this day. In other words, if it spoke of anything like a week or anything else, there would be a lot of days. It's as if you could get another try. You have one little unit here called the day. That's it. And once you pass one time frame in that moment, it'll come back. It's 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock.
So it's the same thing with a year.
A year's a lot of days. It implies that you could do it again. You get another chance.
A month, you get another chance.
You get another day. The day is like the shortest unit that has a particular molecular idea in it. That you don't get. You only get one day.
Hours, seconds.
No, what do you mean hour?
Say it's an hour.
What, the hour is short?
You want the shortest time period?
The shortest time period that has some particular special reality to it, which is not repeatable.
Is like an hour?
Well, now it doesn't have everything that a day has in it. Because there's night and there's morning, there's night, different things about, there are different concepts within a day that aren't involved in any given hour. Any given hour is not, one given hour, that stands outside of a day, doesn't repeat it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is an hour short?
An hour is short, but it's not the smallest molecule.
I don't accept that.
Yeah.
An hour is not short and it's not long. It's an hour always, exactly.
Okay.
Every hour is an hour.
What I mean, that's of course, but we said we're looking at it from the point of how it feels.
Right? If we would stand up the people in this room against the wall, right, we would see that they're all equal on the feet level.
Yeah.
And the heads on, some are short and some are.
Yeah.
There are differences.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say that one's kotzer,
mm-hmm,
and one's over.
Right.
But on a show, it's not a long hour and a short hour. An hour is an hour.
We're talking about the use of the time.
Are you talking about the use of the time?
I'm talking about what you can do in this
time. Is the use of the time?
Yeah, what you can do in this time is very short.
What you can do in this time, maybe that's a malacha meruah.
Huh?
What you can do in time.
Well, so when it says the day is short,
it's that the time frame that you're given.
You're given the time frame, the day.
Yeah, the time frame is short. You know what a short person is?
Yeah.
Right? That's what it means short. It means that if we would put, like, you against the wall and he against the wall, right, we would say that to both people you have heads, feet, everything else. But one person is short, one person is long. Okay?
Yeah.
The full person, regular, they have total everything. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But one's short and one's long. That's called short and long.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the exact definition.
No, I'm just going to love's definition of its head. The rose of Nishma is means that it's at hand. Right. I'm saying based on that.
Life. So Moshe, if we're talking about youth, then the youth will say that it's not short. It's long.
And you can learn to say Nishma classes. I don't know.
As I say.
It's a new Nishmas. It's new Nishma.
Oh. Hayim Kotze. Hayim Kotze. Very short. Hayim Kotze. Eru Yumayisov Shalodom. Shehim Ksor. So there's a problem here, and the beginning deals with it. That I tried to point it out now. There really is nothing between now and days either. Even though that there is such a thing as far as the day, there are long days and short days, as far as the winter days and summer days go. Right? So different than an hour. An hour is the set thing. That's not short and long, it's an hour. Right? Days do have short days and long days. Right? But it's not a normal concept of time to be used relative time. Unless you're talking about a relative state. Hayim Kotzer Per. This is the way that Bernie explains the Mishnah. And there's a necessity in this explanation. He says that you have to read it together, even though in my print there's a comma between them. But yeah, we can delete that one. Hayom Kotzer v'Hamarocha Meruva. There's a Vav Chivo there. Okay, this is a run-on sentence that has to go together because otherwise it's not right. I'm going to stick with my apocosis. Okay? Life in and of itself is a lengthy process, and the over the hill version that everybody who was over the hill relative to what they were 2 years ago. Right? Let's think back when we were in grade school. Right? Grade school goes on for the rest of your life. And let's push it in fourth grade that grade school goes on for the rest of your life. Let's push it. This is life. This is the mitzvahs that our teachers and homework. You look around, you know that there's these parent things. And they do other things. That's a different species. There's parents and there's kids. And I'm a kid. And kids go to school. Parents do other things. So, every person has a point in each stage of his life. Either where it's heading downhill, he's over the crest, or depending on how good his foresight is, but at which point he gets the over the hill approach, where he looks at, oh, I went back too fast. Hold on. Look at my past. That's not the Mishnah. That's not a Yom Kotzer. It's a problem of a person. It's either the stam is true. That's true. Life is true. But that's not a Yom Kotzer. It's not talking to Yom Kotzer. Yom Kotzer, the idea that a person realizes that relative to looking over his shoulder to the past and thinking monochromatic thoughts about, yeah, I got gray hair already. Here, my kids are getting married. Here, all of these, I'm getting old. I better watch out, maybe I'm starting to see that. These type of thoughts are not, that's not a Yom Kotzer. A Yom Kotzer, Rav Tarfon is teaching us mindless. Rav Tarfon is teaching us a high approach to life. That type of approach is has a strong smell of years. Very strong smell of years. So it's the type of years that seems to be founded. Years is considered a very, very negative concept. Years learn the dances for people. He is play on words, which is true. You have years, something out which you das. Yish, that's not Rav Tarfon, he's not going to teach us that you should be Miyayish. Even Alokhaya. tennis. A person gets the age of 60, he really is not very probably is going to get to start a new career now. You already have missed it. You didn't do it until now. You were shoemaker for 60 years, and that's it. You have to become a doctor now. Shoemaker is a shoemaker, that's it. You're born a shoemaker, you die a shoemaker, that's it. So a person could look over his shoulder in a negative way and say, hey, young Kota, life was too short. And we have different mishnayos. Maybe to explain to him that that's a lowly approach. That's a lowly approach. That's a very normal approach for a person who hasn't put part in time. It's almost a necessity. To the exact same way why the youth think life will go on forever. For the exact same childish approach that a youth says life goes on forever, right? The adult or the aging adult says life is too short. They're both approach life on the exact same. But this is the natural way of looking at it from the point of view. And this is the natural way of always saying with Tachan saying it because he was an old man. So he gives the over the hill approach. That's not a no. That's a negative. That's a negative. And it says on to me, especially the shame that I need in you. And that in their old age, the best work, the highest majeus, the effects of the generation, the top of their production, whatever, creativity, whatever they brought into the world, done to the world, whatever they accomplished, you dafka in the last years. Not all, but most Sfarim Muktedim were written in the last years. Most of the Sfarim that we have were written by old men. There were a few. Yeah. There were a few Sfarim that were written by very, very young people. Most of the people who wrote Sfarim that were part of Mesh Chochm was written when he was very young. The Shav Shneitzer was written when he was very young. There are a few exceptions. Most of the people who wrote Sfarim when they were very young also lived very, very, also died very young. Yom Chal wrote his last Sfarim very young, he also died very young. So most of the Sfarim that we have were written by old men. Most of the Goli Yisrael were old. Because until you get Goli Yisrael, there's an old man who's still left from the last generation. I was speaking to one of these old men, that's no longer with us, about the generations. As it's only our generation that the Gdolim are old. So he says that he was 83 at the time, something like that. And he told me that as far as he knows, and as far as he asked when he was young, so we're going back over 160 years or at least, he says, if you check it out, you find that Klai Yisrael always had skin. Klai Yisrael is Parsha. In Chumash, there's a thing called skin. By the Goyim, there's something that's looked down on, it's something that's a negative. The youth have that, they have the Koyches. They talk about in politics nowadays that you have to get rid of the old, worn out, you know, war horses and bring in new Koyches. That's very, they're right. That's true in their world. In Yeshiva, you don't have that. That doesn't work in the world, in the real world. So the difference is because we spoke about the Ayyem HaSoyis on the Mochel Kavitzchor. We've spoken about the Adam Omer Yulab and the Sanag Elisham and the connection between the two. The further a person gets down the line, the more he's zoicha to koiches that relate to and some things that are beyond his world. Vaday, every time a person does a mitzvah, if all of the koiches ruchnis that are produced from that mitzvah would be readily available, obvious in this world, the person would come home for sure in the morning, his wife would make it right. He would look like a malachi, tefillin, sitzis, kriyas, tefillin, just tired. she would look like a malach. She also went up and said, Chesed. However, the whole reason, 99.9999% of the effects of the mitzvahs are stashed away in the Rabbo. But not 100%. Something's left. Every mitzvah that a person has an effect on them as well, too. And every Roshan, it's a Roshan that's left, connects up to the next Roshan, and to the next Roshan, and to the next Roshan. That the further down you get the line, the greater the koyches are. To the point that things are, how the Chazanish puts it, the Malchei Hashem, and we stay with him, but the most other. Yeah. He looks like a person, talks like a person, eats like a person. Right? But this is a person who's bad sin. This is called by clients of skin. Every generation has skin. Skin don't say, Hayoim Kotze, only when they're old. They said it when they were young. And when they say Hayoim Kotze when they're old, it has no aspect of Yishtok. Nothing different than it had when they were 20 years old. Hayom Kotze is totally a mechayev. Everything in this Mishnah, from beginning to end, has two possible understandings. The simple reading for the approach of this Mishnah, if we want to translate into the way we would say these words, is give up. Look how impossible a situation you're put into, where you have everything to lose and you're probably going to lose it. Okay? Yeah. So some people here who work, somebody's going to offer you a job. And tell you, but I'm telling you that before you start, these are the rules. Okay. Relative to the job, you have 80% of the time that you need. Relative to the time, that if I give you 100% of the time, I'm going to give you 150% of what to do with that. You are going to come when you're tired out and at a half mast. And I'm going to stand over your back and nudge you.
I thought
Well, yeah, cars like that. The only thing is that if you accomplish the job, you're going to get paid very well. Who wants the job? Take the job. There are Yidden who would take the job. There are Yidden who say, yeah, I'll take that job. Sure. Give me that job, I'll do it. Koich is then. Tafka. Levaisen. But the normal approach of such a formalization is that it's a bad investment. Give me regular wages, not lube. I'll take regular wages, but give me more normal terms. This is a formulation for failure. I don't think I added anything. Just the guys are. No, by the way, Steve, I translated anything properly? Okay. That's a lousy deal. Really, that's it. I won't take it. If anybody suggests something. So what's the Torah teaching us? The Bnei Shem give us a...
We don't have a choice.
In other words, the Bnei Shem is a really bad employer. He's an auxiliary, we'll call him. It's, call things by their name. The Bnei Shem is an auxiliary. And he set us up to fail. And he says, it's like the Romans in the... go fight the lion, the hungry lion with a stick. Let's see, maybe I'll give you a fighting chance. You don't tie the person up and throw him down with the watch the lion. The lion eat him up. That's not so much fun. What's the fun of it? I have to pretend I'm giving him a chance. I give him a stick. So fight the lion. Okay? That's real stories. That I'm giving you a chance. But really, I'm giving you a situation that we all know the lion comes out. So then I can watch you be overcome by the lion. So the Bnei Shem, that's how we think the Bnei Shem is an achzer, who sets us up for failure, and stands over our head and says, you better not fail, I want you to succeed. I'm demanding it. And look at all here. Look, look, if you're going to succeed. Schar Meruba, look here. Got all them hapo and everything is big stuff. Right? But it's a Yom Kotze and Malcha Meruba. We'll play them at Salem and then better succeed. And then the bunny's just standing in your head. So he's an asset. There are times when you have to put these things on the table. Because the mice, every person probably finds sometimes where he kind of feels, maybe I've caught myself, reminding myself of this mission. See how you see what's happening is right? Right? You see how impossible the situation is? Right? It's not right. Impossible. Don't be, really give up before you start. Hey, I even caught you. What's the Porsche doing mostly with the Mishnah? What's the Mishnah telling us? So work hard. It says a part of the Matzeilet. So the message is don't be awesome. Finally, that's part of the message. Right? But just like the Mishnah is telling us, it's a fact. You have to know Hayyum Kotzer. You have to know that relative to what we're talking about over here, a part of the Matzeilet is a fact. It's a given. You're half-mast. So what is the Rav Tarfon teaching us?
Can
please.
Okay, so it's really interesting how when you set up the case, it would sound a little more normal to say Baal Bayis Dochek, Baal Sarim Harim, say all the different possible, all the different problems, and aside from all that, Schar Tarbe. But it puts Baal Bayis Dochek at the end, as if that's a relative thing. Really, the given is everything before that, and the Schar Tarbe and the Baal Bayis Dochek. Seems like it's going out of order at all. I don't know exactly what it means, but...
I'll open the nose. Simple approach, though, is that... like we said, that if it's a if a person can approach this and get an impression that let's reveal the deck. This deck doesn't look so good. I don't like the hand. So Baal Bayis Dochek means that you weren't asked. You don't have that choice. And Schar Harbe, but the Baal Bayis Dochek, and he doesn't like the people who don't fall into work. You know what happens when the boss is like, I once worked on a assembly line. It happened. I worked on a assembly line for a few weeks. It was an interesting experience. But the whole of them, there are times when big order comes in and the Baal Bayis is Dochek. And he needs quickly a certain amount of produced. And the assembly line is one thing is not the way it's supposed to be, so everything gets stuck up. And so the Baal Bayis is Dochek more. And when Baal Bayis Dochek, so if you don't fall into line, so it's not pleasant. That's not pleasant. Even a Baal Bayis is generally pleasant. But when he's Dochek, so then if you're not Nipkak, according to the Ketzif that the Baal Bayis is being Dochek, then it's not going to be pleasant. It's just not going to be pleasant. Now, how big is the Baal Bayis? How big is not going to be pleasant? In this mission, we're talking about a very big Baal Bayis. And it's going to be very unpleasant. But that just brought me to here to Yish. Because now I know that I'm in this impossible situation. The mission is going to tempt you with Schar, that big Schar, carry, skip over there. But I can't get there. And not only that, if I don't get there, it's going to beat me up. It's going to be Dochek. And after it's going to be Dochek, I'm not going to succeed. So I'm going to have to, count. And can we go on to the next mission? Can you skip the subject? What? Might help us. I was thinking of doing that. But it's time with it. If Tarfon intended, there's no question there's a very intimate relationship between two Mishnayos. But Rav Tarfon meant it to be one, he had no problem making a went on sentence, that's no problem. Yeah. He could have just kept on going. He didn't have to have Huaya Imer in the middle. It's clear that the Huaya Imer is a stop and start again, right? There's a relationship, but you have to hear one. So we can't take that easy way out. It would make life easier because you more room to learn the word. And now we're going to do it the hard way. I'm going to try to learn this mission on its own. But we don't. I think it's clear now that there's a negative form which this mission, or the concepts that this mission is dealing with, naturally can be brought out. And I would say that that's what Tarshan's coming to exclude. Or say it differently. It's possible that somebody's coming to say that's negative. He's coming to say the parallel version of each one of those points, and the Chiddush is that there's a Mishnah form of these concepts. A Mishnah form means that there's a Torah form, there's a Chabchila, there's an Or. Torah is an Or. Okay? These concepts in the old H Kvetch form, okay, are all negative. There's no difference between old age kvetch and young age kvetch. It says that it's more natural for old age to kvetch. Yeah. And it's more natural for young age to...
It's not more natural for old age to kvetch.
No?
No.
About Kotzer, the Melachim Ruva?
Young age kvetch is probably...
About this?
About this time.
Maybe forget.
Maybe forget. I have a lot of young friends. I listen to them all the time.
When you get older,
they change a lot where they already think that it's all over.
At 16 or something.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
To be aged quickly.
You don't have to wait until you're 50 to think negatively that it's short. 15 already, you think it's all over.
I got you. I am. You're right. So, my year. As my, yeah, we're trying to get some understanding of the Mishnah. Like we said, the approach was, if it's things are impossible, try to make it worse. And I think we've accomplished that. It's pretty bad now. It's a question if it's bad enough that we can start seeing the light. Do we tell you or? If you didn't get any or out of the Mishnah, then you didn't. Then you're not there yet. It has to be Mir. If you tell you Isla and see it's a bit. You didn't look like nothing happened inside. You didn't get any lower. You didn't hear it yet. You have to keep trying. Because it's there. The Ramchal says in Be'ez Chaim that it's Kipshutay Mamish, Toya's Or. It's like a Gachelis, the letters of Toya. Or like a Gachelis, it's when they're black. Like a coal. That when a coal is not blown up, it looks black. But if you hafokhba, you blow on it. Okay? You blow it long enough, and start the flames come out. Start seeing the ore that comes out of it. So you have to blow on a mission like this, like, you know, work it over. Fuck with him. This side and that side, questions. And whatever he says, say the opposite. You know, try to make it as impossible as possible. That working it over, and all of a sudden, you know, hopefully. But so far, I don't hear the ore. I don't see it. What's not shot, I think, is clear now. And that the problem that the Rav Tarfon is saying things that L'Chayra, we should have a Mishnah to explain, really L'Chayra we should have a Mishnah to explain that all these concepts are negative. And the Chiddush of Rav Tarfon is, it's a threefold approach. Natural level, you say this in a negative form. A person who's stuck in that, you have to bring him up a notch, say, nah, you have plenty of opportunity, right? There's all the opportunities are with you. You have all the kliyos in the world. The Rebbe gave you what you need. That's approach number two, to get him out of Yish. But the real truth is, approach number three. And that's what Tarfon is going to tell you. That all of these things that are said from the Yetzer Hara are true in a positive way. And they're a mission. They'll tell you or. They have an or in it. That are magic. What's or? Or is a koyach that allows a person to see who he is. Who he is. He gives a person understanding. Gives a person direction. Takes him out of the confusion and the capability of advancement. You know, we had to go, and how did I go? So let's try again. Let's start from the beginning. From Tarvin. Hayoyim Kotzen. Hayoyim Kotzen. The days of a person's life. The day, not days. There's one day. A person has one day. And it's short. It's a short day. He stands up against the wall. There are long days, short days. This is a short day. So the Rinyan already tells us that what does it mean a short day and a long day? So I'm going to be relative to what's been put in there. And he tells us you have to read it connected. Hayoyim Kotzer, Elu Yemoysov, Shel Odom, Shein Ksorim, Kineged, Menlecha, Seteya, Shein Meruba. Hayoyim Kotzer, Menlecha, and Meruba has to go together. If you're talking about Stam, the process of life, life of life is Hayoyim Oroch. I'm now accepting, right, if God becomes this is fact. The definition of length and shortness is that shortness is something that is readily available. You can see the end from the beginning. It's a process that, true, is still a process of beginning to end. Right? It's not a point. It's a short line. It's not a period. It's not a point. But it's the extension is only from within grasp from the beginning. Oruch means that there's a step-by-step process that you go through one stage to another stage to another stage, and only then can you come to the final stages. But the first stage is now. And here the Mishnah is teaching us Hayoyim Kotzer v'Hamaloch Meruba, the Benina says, Hayoyim Kotzer in terms of Kineged Melech HaSateyash in Meruba. But in terms of life, the Siddur HaChaim, the Nisyonis HaChaim, the process of growth that a person goes through from the Ma'urois of Chaim, not that each person has a history, a personal history that he has to go through. That's all. That's a process. It has a beginning, and many, many middles, and then an end. But in Torah, Hayoyim Kotzer. I think it's time to hear something. But Torah is different. Ask anybody who's involved in Torah to any level, and I'll tell you the opposite. In Torah, it's even more. A lot of stages that you have to go through before you start understanding it. Look, we have to go through just to understand this mission. Questions, answers, another question, a possible approach, removing that possible approach, and the next stage, finally you get to the conclusion. It's a process. It's a process. The mission is telling us no. That the approach to Torah is a very interesting relationship between the time concept, the time frame, and the material that needs to be dealt with. Hayoyim Kotzer v'Melacha Meruba. How much has to be accomplished? Has to be accomplished, but yet it continues. Aruch l'me'atz mi l'chol m'yom. You have to take a walk longer than the world and wider than the oceans. And that has to be done in a short day. It has to be done in a process that can be capsulized altogether. So this is a double trouble here. We hear it from both sides. Number one is that, as far as we know, there's no way of putting pint of milk into a half pint glass. It hasn't yet been accomplished as far as I know. So if it is Melacha Meruba, meaning Meruba in terms that the Yoyim is closer, it's only you can only put in a little bit. Only put a little bit into it. Well, Moloch and Meruvah, and a lot has to be accomplished. It's much bigger than this unit. So then the proper assumption is that this is impossibility. This is certainly impossibility. It's something that's not a good investment. This is an achsa who gave you that chapter. The chiddush of Tarfon is that Hayom Kotzer for a Moloch and Meruvah, and it can be done. How? The answer is what Rav Tarfon said. That's what Rav Tarfon is trying to tell us the whole time. It's about time we start listening. Okay. If it would be a Yom Oruch, then you could never finish the day. How Oruch is it going to be the day? It's big as the world. Sorry, it's not big enough. That is big. As big as the whole ocean. Okay. You have to learn as many Pirkei Mishnayos as there are drops in the ocean. That is big. There's no way they can fit into extension of times. You want to approach it with I'll do Perek Rishon today, Perek Sheni tomorrow, Perek Shlishi the next day, and I have it all worked out from the beginning to the end, and if you finish in 16 easy lessons and 14 difficult lessons, and then you finish, you get the plan. Then forget, then you're right, forget. So it's long, so it's much longer. So I'll do 45 lessons. He's talking about a million lessons. So I'll do a million lessons. No, it's still long. It's a ruchu. It's a chava. So you want to fit it into big kingdom? No. As big as the kingdom you're going to bring me, I'll bring you something bigger to fit it into. Better you can accomplish there. It's about a young God. Hayom Kotzer means, what does it mean? So then he continues, and he brings a mashal from Chazal. Want to know what it means, Hayom Kotzer? Moshe Rabbeinu had to learn Kol Tehiku. And didn't have it. Wasn't given a lifetime to do it. We're given a lifetime. He wasn't given a lifetime. He was given 40 days and 40 nights. And that's it. And then he had to come down. And it's over. It goes over. And then the whole Torah. And you have to know it in a way that's quite a little mountain Torah. With everything that goes into it. Meshe Rabbeinu. It was called by Shakibot and Messina, he had 40 days to do that.
We're talking about the fact that it's short, but it can be done because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be his prophets.
That's easy. But does it say in the Mishnah?
Well, it says in the Mishnah. It says, Hayom
Kotzer. Well, very short Mishnah. Hayom Kotzer v'Amaloch Amaruba. The day is short. B'dafka. The only way that you can accomplish this Maloch Amaruba is in a short day. If you have to Mekabel Torah, the fearless story of Aruch HaMeretz Mita, Aruch HaMeyom, then not 40 days is enough, not 120 days, not a million days. There's not enough amount of days that can be added that are going to come anywhere near Aruch HaMeretz Mita, Aruch HaMeyom. So it has to be a whole different approach. The different approach is called the Hayom Kotzer. That's a solution. But it's a solution that has it tonight. What's the solution? It's another marshal. The Vene continues, it brings a marshal. He says it's a daimer to a melech reward, gave one of his son to the keys to his oitzer, and he says, from now until tomorrow, this time, you can, whatever you put in your bags, is yours. So he worked out of 24 hours. He worked 24. Because I won't cut him. The day is not any shorter than any other day. The Oitzah Shel Melech is tremendously greater than what can be put in a sack in 24 hours. There's total unrelated proportion between Oitzah Shel Melech and what can be put in a sack in 24 hours. However, the Rebbeinu Shem never asked us to put, and that was never intended, otherwise he would give him more time. He would give us, I don't know, 40 years to put Zeruvim in his sack. He only gave him one day. He never had any intention that he would put the whole Eitzah Shel Melech into his sack. But he didn't say, just take from that Chavit. Take from the whole Eitzah Shel Melech what you can take in a Yom Kotzer. That's the point. The Eitzah Shel Melech has many rooms to it, many forms, many types of goods that are in there. That's not the point. I guess. Without that. The point is that Vadai, he could have given him a finite job, a finite schar job. It was a schar job. It's a job. Might say he worked very, very hard. You put gold in sacks 24 hours straight. Very, very difficult job. But it was a schar job. It was malach, it was called schar meruah. That was available for putting in the sacks was totally out of proportion to the sack, to the point that it's obvious that we never had any intention that you should put everything in the oitzah into the sack. So what did I expect you to do? So just, I wanted to give you 100 zuzim, I wanted to give you 1,000 zuzim. So say, take 1,000 zuzim, what kind of game is this? No. He wanted to give him the oitzah shel melech, the fishurim. He wanted to do this relationship of the impossible with the possible. He wanted to give him this relationship of the infinite with the possible. Torah is aruch ha'meretz mi'achol min ha'yom. Where do you put that? In infinite kelim. In our musagim, infinite and two infinites, it's the same. Infinite kelim. If it would be true, you have infinite kelim, then Torah is two infinites. We don't have the words to describe that. There's no such thing as infinite kelim. But as big as musagim that you're going to have, there's nowhere near. There's no shaykhus. It doesn't even have a percentage. It's gone. There's no relationship. So then say, well, then just do this little thing that's fitting to your day. No. Then you're not dealing with the big thing. You're not dealing with the infinite. You're taking from finite. The Bereshit wants us to take Torah. And Torah is infinite. It's Melach HaMeruah. Chol Minyan. But you can package it in a Yom Kotzer. Does that mean Vadai that a person is going to learn Kol Torah Kula? Vadai not. Vadai not. That is going to explain to us in the next Mishnah. Now he's telling us how to yego about things. Now he's telling us that if you want a cha, Melach HaMeruah, you have to realize that this is intended, l'chadchila, just like that melech was giving the zehuvim for the... He wanted him to take me'oitzoi shel melech. He wanted, part of the schar was the extensive, unrestricted reward. You can have whatever you can get your hands on me'oitzoi shel melech. There's no, all the doors are open. The oitzoi shel melech is yours. I mean, he turned into the Melech, and now you have the Eitzah of Melech. No, that was never intended. We knew that you were the signs of the Melech. It was only a reward. This is a process for a purpose. Right? But I wanted you to relate to the thing itself, to the Dovr Shel Atzma, the Nimshal. The Rebbeinu wants to give us Teir Alein. So, Moshach. If he wants to give us Teir Alein, so, if we have to do our own speed, it's been 40 billion years, not enough. Even if your name is Moshach. And if the Rebbeinu will give it to you on time, this is the first day we need 40. This Musak of 40 is called a Yom Kotzim. If they would give you 40 billion years, so that's not in line with Tachlis or the Mechlal, they wouldn't help. Because whatever you want to talk about, whatever infinite number you want to talk about, relative to what there is also infinite. To give a Matona, there's no Tachlis in the world. Stam a Matona, there's no Tachlis in the world. The exact formalization where both the accomplishment is relative to the infinite, and also it is an accomplishment done by the person who's putting the zoom in the sack. That's called a Yom Kotzim. A Yom Kotzim Lachem Uruva, that's the infinite. The job that we were given is stuff the infinite to the finite. Stuff the Eitzah Shel Melech into your sack. The Eitzah Shel Melech is 14 billion sacks. You can fill up 3 or 4 of them, depending on how good you work during 24 hours. But there are 14 billion sacks there. No intention of putting the whole Eitzah Shel Melech physically into the sack. That's a meshugane, a person who thinks that you can do that. If the person were in there trying to do that, then he would technically go to sleep at night. Because by that time he would be broken, given up, and saying what kind of a achzer his melech was to give me a job to pick. These huge rooms of gold, all that in these sacks, I'm going to put all that in these sacks. Yeah, you wouldn't be able to do it. So he put all of that in these sacks. Somebody said, the Melech said, from all of that, put it in your sack. And then, this Chal Matan. Then there could be an Aborim Yoyim. The Rebbeinu Shem says, by the Aborim Yoyim, the Moshe Rabbeinu learned to feed the Sidrei HaLimud. There was Chazoros. Learned, there was Hazoras, there was a Hefsik Be'in, there was Be'in, 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 all the dark, of Limra Tayyu there. So the Talmud and the Rebbe, and they went to, there was a problem, and they forgot. They couldn't stop. So they went through 1 day, 2 days, 39 days, and the 40th day, he got a Matana. So I didn't get it the first day, Matana. Because the 39 times that he forgot, such a pshat, nothing happened. He made an effort. He tried to get the Eitzah Shel Melech into the sack. Knowing that he's a mugbal. Knowing that it's only 1 day, and it can't be done. And that couldn't be done. But the process itself connected him to it. And after 39 such processes built one on top of the other, then the matona that he received on the 40th day is not mafkia anymore that's received from the efforts that was put in. But all that's received at the end is nikra al shma. And that's why the Torah is called Torah is Moshe. Zichru Torah is Moshe Av. Torah is Mayu. Torah is Hashem. It's nikra al shma. The Hamachas who yoga. He worked for 39 days. All the Pambopa. Every day he started with maladies. Moshe ben Zalpitz was saved. But probably from Yachasi to what he was learning up there, he started from Alpitz. But every day was another day built on the day before, built on the day before, built on the day before, until he gets to the point where he can receive the Matana Me'amelech, and it's not so he says Tachlis. But it's considered that the Poel did the Malach. The Rabbeinu gave us such a process called Melech HaMerubah that can be accomplished in a Yom Kotzim. It's what we're supposed to be. Idiots, we're supposed to be foolish, we're supposed to give up before we start. Yeah. The Moshe Chazal for this, it's a person in the Melech wanted to marry off his daughter, and he wants to see who's who's the proper fitting person to have his daughter? So he said, somehow calling all his brother. He says, see the kika in the middle of the ceiling? Whoever brings me that kika gets the door. Now the ceiling is very high. Very high. There isn't any ladder that's that high. So some people tried, they jumped to get up on a table, tried to climb up a rope, and nothing. So one Eved Shamelech said that if we take the normal approach to things, then there's no question that this is totally foolhardy. You can't get up there, forget it. But if I'm going to make an assumption, then I have to assume that the Mel is wrong. Either he's an Aksa, or he's a senile, something's gone wrong. And that's not true. The Mel is a Chochem, the Mel is a Bal Chesed, the Mel is Kol HaMel is Kulam. And if he asks that you get the kicker off the roof, then the kicker is going to get off the roof. What do you do? He put a chair on top of a table, and a table on top of a chair. So the description of the part, all of the furniture that was in the throne room on top of the other. And after he got it all worked out, touched with the phone, he got the kika down. Nimsho, first comes and tells you, learn Kol Teiku. So the proper thing to do is to mean, not Teiku. How do you know? Each person knows that. That's right. By the way, everything, here you go. But if I know that it's Ritzon Yishal Melech, the Melech gave me this task, and I can do that. So what do I do? Hayoyim Yoyim Halocha Achas. Remocha Yoyim Halocha Achas. Halocha Achas doesn't seem to get you anywhere in terms of the Torah. How much is Achas? Learn, tell me. Hayoyim learn as many as you can. Stuff in a whole daf in a day. Stuff in 300 blah right, in the month. Right? Oh, then you're going to get there. No. Then you're going to break one thing. Halach achas. Hayoyim lo yimut perak achas. Mocha lo yimut perak achas. The hayoyim kotzer approach. The hayoyim kotzer approach means that I'm going with the kelim, the little kelim, and I'm going to accomplish the impossible job with little kelim. Because if I think I'm going to accomplish it with big kelim, then I think that the problem is that my kelim are too small. So then big kelim are big. So then you realize your big kelim are also too small. So you're going to realize that Enochanami Emes, the kelim are tiny, and the job is huge. And a pint, not a pint. Right? All of the water of the ocean is going to fit into my cup. Can't be done. Watch me. Yeah. How am I going to do it? I'm going to put in one drop today, and one drop tomorrow. And then all of a sudden, you're going to turn around after 80 years, and you say, how'd you get that ocean in the cup? And I'm going to tell you, I don't really know exactly how the ocean got into the cup. But I'll tell you how I did it. I put one drop in today, and one drop in tomorrow. And at some place, that's how the Mahalich that happened, the Meshul Bein of Matana, that was called in Chazal, Yegata Mutsos Vatayim. You got to whom it's also thing. What? That's it. Hayim Kotzer, Ramaloch and Aruba, I think we get the understanding now. I think a little bit we've seen the light. Although we can hear an organ. Not that it's impossible and therefore give up. It's impossible and therefore get a chizuk. Why? Because who gave us the job? So we have here a capability of accomplishing a job that's totally beyond the capabilities of the person doing it. Which means that in Hanami, the amount of effort and accomplishment, right, are not directly related in a one-to-one relationship. But the efforts and the time and the koiches are finite, and accomplishment is infinite. And that's the formalization of the mitzvah. Hayom kotze. You have a finite, small, dafka small. If you think it's big, then you're no good. Klai Yisrael's mind is in that we're small. Klai Yisrael realizes, I'm not atmical at it. Why is the Baruch Hu love? Because we're the smallest of all nations. We don't think that we're great because we're great. We don't think we're great because we're great. Kovod, Taiva, Kinya, not because we're Koya, not because we have the best army, we have the best Kalkala, because we have the best Echo Yisrael. We have the best anything. Right? Because we're small. But we know that with small koiches, if you attach up to the infinite koiches, you attach up to the Tzion Shamayim, then you can accomplish the infinite. But tonight, it's just small. A news. The person realizes, I'm small, nobody expected me to come with a Yom Aruch. And the Baruch Hashem is a Yom Habos Yom Aruch. I don't have a Yom Kotzer. And I, yeah, that's Klai Yisrael's chutzpah, I'm sure. The Goyim say, who are you? You're going to put Torah, you're going to put Tzion Shamayim into the Musa Adam with a Yetzirah and a Guf. No. Oh, come on. So the Rasha, Rishayim, why do you tell them Kulis Agira? Okay. Who's up there and who's down over in the Oyim Aramis? Oh, it's Klai Yisrael there, all the Pap Rishayim, they're with us. It's taking, got it? So which way should I go? Go our way. Why should you go our way? You just told me that the one whose success is the one who gets the Abba is the Yudin. So why should I go that way? That's unrealistic. It's true, if you get there, I mean, it's the best, but yeah, I mean, come on. What are we for? You can't get there. So at least, Chaprai Olam Hazeh, and if you want Chaprai Olam Hazeh, so you have to be a Rosh. Because a real Rosh, if you be a Sain Yisrael, then you can really Chaprai, and that's a Rosh. Then you can Chaprai Olam Hazeh. Yeah, I mean, a wishy-washy business. Because I'm sure. So we're going to take Netzach Nitzach. We're going to take Orach Meretz Mi'chor Mi'yom. Now watch this. We're going to do it one day. And Yom Kotz. Yom Kotz.
The Moshe with Moshe Rabbeinu may have had more understanding had it said Moshe Rabbeinu, but we mission every day. One Kapitel Torah every day. So. But by saying Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Yoshan, that already implies also the possibility that Yeush, how could a normal person continue 40 days, 40 nights without sleep? Lo Yoshan. So that takes a Moshe Rabbeinu.
No. It doesn't take a Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it mean it takes a Moshe Rabbeinu? If we try to go 40 days, 40 nights without sleep, either it's in asylum or worse. It can't be done. And Eichnami says, of course, the Moshe Rabbeinu, it's when you do like the Romans, when you don't do like the Romans. So when you go up in Shemayim over there, don't sleep so much better than sleeping. What's Pshat? What's it connected with the Valley? Pshat like this. Okay. He said, for Moshe Rabbeinu, in the situation he was in, he had the capability of raising himself to the matzah of the madrigal where he was, with the situation where he was. So his Ayom Kotzer took on a different form. The reason why in the 39 days and then the 40th day, that's not for right now, that's not the point. But you see, there was this process of Yagato, and that doesn't, it's not a direct relationship between Yagato and then I produced it through my Yagia, but there's a Yagato break Matzosa. And this is a word of kind. Alojna explained this. Yagato means I put in efforts. Right? I work hard on a field, so then it grows. So that's not called mitzosa. That's called that I toiled and I worked hard, and then bring a yuxer. Mitzosa means I was walking down, smoking a pipe, looking at the clouds, and all of a sudden I turned around and I saw a $100 bill on the wall. On the floor, it's called a mitzia. So yagato and mitzosa don't relate. He says, yeah, that's the point. And Torah, and everybody who wants to study knows this, that there's a Yagata, and then there's a Mitzosa that's totally out of proportion to the Yagia, but that's not where we get there. But that's a real relationship, that's what we're learning. This impossibility, that's the truth. And it works. And that's the only way it works. The only way, you can't use get bigger kelim. If you're going to spend all your time looking for bigger kelim, bigger kelim, bigger kelim, when you get to the biggest kelim, we'll give you a kiveigis kelim, you also won't know anything. Because you can't put them in kiveigis kelim either, and not mishpat kelim. That's as big as we can understand. Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't put it in there either. He's going to forget us. Machmas says, Yegiyah 39 days, he forgets. Shok. Yeah. Ach not no b'matan. That's Mitzvah. But the Yekatu Mitzasa, the Mitzvah that he gets after 39 days is Nikra al-Shumay. But how long does he get? This is Klai Yisrael's Mahalach. This is the impossibility, that's what we live on. That's our whole life. It's all about that. Shivim Zevim Se'echot, that's Klai. That's wherever you find Shivim Zevim Se'echot, Shivim Zevim Se'echot, that Klai Yisrael, that's for me. That's us. Pretty one-on-one, that's somebody else. That's a regular conflict. One on two, one on seven. Uh-huh. You bring me 3 million, that's 200. That's Klai Yisrael's role. Yeah, that's gross. Ma'akim kolad. We go to war with Echod, Negev Elif. It happens here too. We're living in this nest all these years. How many Arabs are there? And how many Russians and that were supporting them all over the world? And now we're starting to realize some of this history is coming of how much the Americans really were not supporting them. What? Go explain to me that yeah, it works out because of the history and the politics and the Jewish cause. Still. Shivim Zevim Se'echod V'yonyo. That's Yekaha. Whenever you see Shivim Zevim Se'echod, then be safe. Then we know that we're alright. That's it. We're sitting fine. There's one tonight. There's one tonight. Such a job is a very serious job. There's no goofing off. If I goof off, if I take it easy, because the chat that I'm not even realizing the simple chat of a game. I'm a young person. You want to do not just finite, but half finite. Half of your capabilities. And on that you want infinite to be chal. Right, if it's not chal, I have to find it. Infinite is chal on the maximum need. When a person doesn't have a finite, you have a cut, so I don't want to gosh. I 70 years, I don't know. But he put in each one of the koichai, the fi matzalvi, the fi unyonai, the fi whatever, he put in his koichas. So, maybe we'll just add one more, and with that we'll stop. A problem that's it. So what's the measure? So don't be stepping on something. A person has to know that one of the Iki Yisraelis of Yitzhar is that he comes and tells you, he says, listen, that cheer that you heard the other day, you know, that's alright. That's alright, Nevada, that's the way to do things. I'm sorry, if you put in, you got to the maximum, then you're going to get Mitzvah. Okay. But you, Joker, are not in the formula because you're an also. You never put in the maximum. You're an also. You maximum put in 20%. So check yourself off the list and go directly to wherever people go to when you check yourself off the list. And that's it. You know, it's not for you. It's talking about the people, the other people. That guy. But it's not talking about you. That's cool because you're an also. And it has to be 100% effort. 50% is not good enough. So the mission tells you, nay, that's part of the formula. Yeah, it's the Yitzhakar. Just like the Yoyim's Kotzer, the part of the Ma'atzeli. Who gave the Yitzhakar? Why shouldn't you put that into the formula? I know you have Yitzhakar, we know that. Who gave the Yitzhakar? Why shouldn't you give the Yitzhakar? Who made you born when you were born and exposed to what you were exposed and trained to what you were trained? You didn't choose all that. That was Gimitz. Those are the Gimitz. And you goof off and you have schwachkeit and you have all kinds of problems. Those are all the givens. Okay. And 100% effort grades for you means that you do 20% of your koichos. That's 100%. That's the ultimate source. You want me to prove it to you? I'll show you. Do it and see what you haven't seen. Every person who has accomplished anything in his life and works back over the time that he accomplished it, he's going to say, yes, number one, I did put in efforts, and number two, right, I really should have put in a lot more, especially now that I see what I produced. Chaval, I didn't put in a lot more. Look what I produced. Right. But at the time, he felt that poilim atzeh. He knew that he was putting in 20%. Vaday, that's part of the formula. It would be easy if we didn't have that. But it's not like that. We're given all. We have one hand tied behind our back. We start the world standing on our head. And with the mutzets in the mouth. That's the way we start off the world. And we know he's a go, bro. And you know what you have to accomplish with you have one hand tied behind your back? You have to come in the impossible. You have to pass with you after the infinite. And so that's for me. We can do that. Hayoyim HaSoyisom, Hayoyim Kotsa. Hamalach HaMerubo, Poylem HaTzeilu, Schar HaHarbei, Sposhet V'Bal HaBayis Doichik. HaBal HaBayis Doichik, just add this one line, HaBal HaBayis Doichik is because that machmas vicious. That machmas is because he wants to get his produce when he needs it here. Because Kinderbach is holding good goods. I want to give you good things. Here, look what I'm asking for you. Nachon, I gave you all of the problems, all of the impossibilities, but that's what I gave you, that you can accomplish everything that way. If I had asked you to learn Kol HaToyah Kula Mitzad Kelim G'doylim that are fitting, that would be a serious request. But all I asked you is to put in Kolel HaPoylim HaTzeilim Kolel all your Yitzhahs. I know that. Put in Achmas. Stupid. Look at it. Push yourself. Okay. Push. Give me a shove. The shove is going to get you up to 20%. That's what I want. That's what I want. Here it is. And then it's high level. The Mishnah from the beginning to the end is telling us that all of these formulations is the formulation of success and the only formulation of success. There is no finite approach to there. There's no way everybody's a program. When are you going to graduate? You ever heard that question? How are you learning? I've been learning 16 years. Well, it's about time to graduate. Are you a rabbi yet? Do you think of these questions? Do you ask me? Are you a rabbi yet? Like you were a second grade rabbi, third grade rabbi. Do you have mothballs or what kind of boy? Buttons or something. That's all finite stuff. We don't work with that. We do the impossible. We work with infinite. We use little kaychas. We do impossible things. We're made with nobody's potter. Let the Talmud come there with the little coil. They can tell you, I'm about to have to work 8 hours a day. What do you want from my life? That's all. That all goes into the formula. That goes into your Yom Kotzer. Your Yom Kotzer means that you have an hour and a half to learn. Your poem at Salem means that during that hour and a half you're tired. Each person has a situation with all kinds of givings. Alba is terrific, the angel asked, Alba Shtupas. Put in an effort. If a person will put in an effort, you got to mitzvahs. Then you can accomplish that. This is a shtickle, Abyssal Mashal Christ, I'm not a little bit back on the standing. Next week, Mr. Shem, which has been connected with the next Mishnah, and we will pull out the...
There's two things. Quickies. I still understand why it's Yom in that hour. And the other thing is, I mean, doesn't help. It seems this is what we learned when we learned this Mishnah over here. Who haya over and then on this plot, who sha'ali la'atmi ma oni. That's basically what we said, as I remember, it was a year ago. We spoke about trying to grow two core or something, and he gives us land that can't do it. And he says, you know, grow a certain amount of bushels, and it's possible we can't do it. And so why did he ask us to do? Why does the king ask us to do what we can't do? And we also spoke about marrying the king's daughter up 1,000 steps. There's an elevator. And we said at that time, basic wasn't me. Put in your effort, be a star, and do it all. Kodesh Baruch Hu will make miracles for you at the end. He picks up the rest and pick the right up on the top. And what am I learning I mean, it seems like the same idea. We have to meet out, do as much as we can do, and we'll get there. So what's new here?
What's new is the describing the ads and the facts of life. If Tarkin is giving us the formalization for what the starting picture is, and telling you, well, we just, if you want to hear it, Mishnah think you have to hear it in a positive form. You have to hear Hayun Kotzer and hear that that's positive. You have to hear Hayun Kotzer Melocham Ruba, they relate, and that's the way it's supposed to be. You have to hear a Purim Matzelim. That's a Kiddush Baruch Hu Purim Matzelim. Purim Matzelim is a, I think 90% of the Yitzhah are going to be knocked off of Purim Matzelim. Because the main koyach of a Yitzhahara is that he comes first to hit you, then he comes back and says, why are you lying on the ground? I said, idiot, you hit me. Why do you think I'm lying on the ground? Said, what are you with? You're lying on the ground. I said, no, I'm not. I'm no standing ever. You hit me. If you bug off, I'll stand straight. And then, so what are you going to do lying on the ground? So, what, you think you can accomplish anything lying on the ground? He says, no, you're right. I can't accomplish anything lying on the ground. But I wouldn't do it anyway. What are you going to do anyway? You can't do anything lying on the ground. Christ doesn't, he's not bothered by such questions. I'm not such proud by such questions. That's what we live on that. That's the way it is. Duck. Hey, Purim HaTzelem. Purim HaTzelem can do Melacha Meruba, tell me. You know, Yom Kotzer? Yeah, Klein so can. So that formalization, the only side of Shomer is because you're right that that's the way it works. That's the side of Shomer where it's similar to what we said there. But this is a description of the essence of the process. I mean, that the Mishnah didn't talk about that. You can hear it relate to that. But the Mishnah is talking us, is setting us up in the second of
what about the day? Why day? Not hour?